I'd like to see some more feedback on the TC regimen. I thought this was really fascinating with really practical implications. We know from our patterns of care studies, you look in there, AC right now is the most common regimen utilized in the United States for node negative disease. We know that when we surveyed breast cancer patients a couple years ago, they have very adverse feelings about cardiac myopathy from anthracyclines. What do you think about TC? Cliff?
Well, I have sort of two comments on this. And the first one is that we vary in our own acceptance of new regimens based on what bar they cross. For some regimens and sometimes disease-free survival is absolutely fine. And in other settings, people will go ballistic if you don't have overall survival as well. And here's a setting where at the second analysis, not the first one, we got disease-free survival. We still don't have an overall survival advantage. And I will recall, maybe somebody can correct me, but when this was presented at ASCO a couple years ago for the first time with widely separated curves visually, we were told that the trial would never be statistically significant because it was underpowered. So this result came as a little bit of a surprise at San Antonio. Having said all that, I have a bias. If I was a user of AC, I'd have a hard time not justifying TC because if nothing else, it's no more toxic acutely by the randomized comparison, and it certainly should eliminate the small but meaningful long-term risk of cardiac toxicity. It'll be interesting to see what the long-term leukemia risk is without the anthracycline.
Peter?
I would like to say that it's interesting these days, but when you run a 1,000-patient study, sometimes you get actually a hazard ratio, and the hazard ratio shows a 24% proportional advantage for this regimen, which is as big a step as we usually take in our clinical trials. And it shows a 36% improvement in disease-free survival. So I think that that improvement in overall survival is real. And the correct interpretation isn't that it doesn't show a survival advantage. It's that it's underpowered to show a 24% advantage.
Eric?
It's one study. It's not multiple studies, and it comes on the heels of the ECOG trial that looked at AC versus AT. And I actually have a somewhat difficult time reconciling those two trials. So if, in fact, the substitution of Taxotere for cyclophosphamide wasn't better, I find it a little funny that it's better than an anthracycline. So I think it's a fine regimen to use, but I don't think that it has to be the regimen that should replace AC at the moment. And personally, I actually haven't chosen to use it as a standard regimen other than patients who, for whatever reason, I don't want to give an anthracycline to.
Cliff, this actually makes the point is that there's no evidence that it's inferior to AC, and it may well be safer long term. So I would feel very little risk in substituting it.
Dan?
Actually, I want to take this back to your very first discussion about looking at clinical trials and when do we pull the trigger and when do we not. And it's interesting, the two chairs of the cooperative group that are running a randomized trial of AC versus paclitaxel are sitting here arguing over this new regimen. I mean, are they morally obligated to go home and close that trial or leave it open based on the discussions we had? And again, I think it goes back to lots of play and lots of systems here. And personally, I don't think you're obligated to use this. Personally, I think if someone called me from Kalamazoo and said, I'm going to use TC instead of AC, I would say I think that's a perfectly fine regimen.
Kathy?
So, Cliff, I can't let you off the hook that easy because I could have swore I just heard you say you would have a hard time with this data giving someone AC.
I do. I never give AC to anybody, so it's easy for me to say that.
But yet you don't have any thinking with your CALGB chair's hat. You don't have a hard time continuing the trial with a regimen that you just said you would have a hard time giving.
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, I
don't have a hard time with the trial, and I don't give people that regimen. But
I am confident that TC is not inferior to AC from these data. And so for anybody worried about anthracycline long-term toxicities, I think it's very reasonable to use this. Outside of a clinical trial, which was Neil's question, I would have no hesitation to give TC to a patient. However, I have to add, I speak a little bit as an ivory tower person in this because I never give AC to anybody. Everybody that gets AC in my hands also gets paclitaxel.
Chuck, what are your thoughts about dose-dense AC without a taxane? Is that a regimen you utilize?
Seldom. If I'm going to give chemotherapy, and I use Peter's tool, and if I'm going to use chemotherapy, you speak to a patient, and you look at first generation, which is AC, TC, or CMF, and then you look at third generation, you go often in these borderline sort of cases from a 2% to perhaps a 4 or 5% benefit. So I seldom use AC without a taxane.
What about an ER-positive patient? Where's the data that it works?
None.
This concludes the first CD. For more from our breast cancer think tank, please turn to the second CD.